from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Let's talk a little White Sox manager. Over the weekend, our guy Bruce Levine introduced the idea of Terry Francona coming out of retirement to manage the Sox next year.
Terry Francona is sitting at home in Tucson, Arizona, wondering, you know, can he continue his career? He's had a lot of health issues. He's a Hall of Fame manager. In 5 years from now, if he doesn't manage again, a great connection with the White Sox from the 90s when he started his career after he retired as a player and became part of the White Sox minor league organization.
South Bend White Sox at the time.
Managed a pretty famous basketball player at Birmingham.
Yeah, number 23, Jordan. I believe.
He would be a perfect match, I think, for the White Sox because his history of development with the Indians was yearly.
What would your shortlist be, and will Craig Counsell's limited impact limit how much money teams like the Sox will be willing to pay managers next year?
That's a key question. You wonder if a guy like Terry Francona would be affordable for the White Sox. What is the going price for elite managers? The same question will be asked about Alex Cora, who is expected to be a free agent after his contract runs out with the Red Sox. That would be the beginning of my shortlist. It would be Terry Francona, see if he's interested. Alex Cora, will you pay for him, Jerry Reinsdorf? Can you afford him? Where else is he looking? And then Skip Schumacher from the Miami Marlins, who has been essentially uninvited to the party in Florida. That's a good start. Bruce mentioned Patrick Leyland, too. Patrick Leyland is Jim's son, who's in the White Sox organization. I guess that would be a name on the list. There's going to be a list. I don't think the Sox are going to bring Pedro Grifol back. They're essentially letting him finish the season so they don't have to finish paying two guys. But if I'm looking at next year's preemptive short list, it would be just that. Francona, Cora, Schumacher, maybe a younger manager in the system like Patrick Leyland. I don't know if that makes sense or not, and I think they should get somebody more established. And I do think that teams are going to ask themselves, is a manager worth what the Cubs paid for Craig Counsell? Let's hope that by the end of the season, the Cubs aren't asking themselves the same question.
The White Sox payroll is going to be real small next year, the way it looks right this second. So you could understand them. You're going to have to pay Terry Francona a lot to get him off the golf course, get him off the couch, get him off of whatever he's up to right now. You're going to pay him a lot of dough, right? But they need somebody to face the fans through the media every day that's going to get White Sox fans excited again about what's happening and be professional about it. Kind of John Fox-ish, if you will, when the Bears were going through what they were going through. At least John Fox was a professional football coach. They need to get a professional skipper to steer this ship.
You know, I find this fascinating. Bruce Bochy wanted to come to the White Sox, and And they didn't want him. I think he's now 69. So what would he have been, 67 at the time? Tony La Russa is now 79. I think Terry Francona is young. I mean, Joe, believe it or not, is 70. Terry Francona is like 65. I mean, he'd have plenty of good years left if he wanted to come back. And I would pay him money to come back. I think there's two questions. One is implied in this question that because of the amount of money that you're paying for a manager on the north side and the lack of bang for your buck, does that mean managers won't see their pay increase, that you'll still see that as sort of outside the norm? It's not going to – the price for paying a manager isn't going to go up because Craig Counsell got paid unless Craig Counsell starts winning. So I think that's really an interesting idea. Terry Francona would be worth whatever you had to pay him, and you play a lot better baseball, and he's a great baseball guy. I'd be more than happy to pay him. I don't know about these other guys. I don't know. I had assumed it was going to be the guy from Miami, but just because that was reported. But if they're really going to be interested in bringing in different looks at people, I like that there is a connection with Terry Francona. And he's a great guy, Tito. I mean, we'd be blessed to have a guy
like
that.
La Russa would be the connection to Skip Schumacher.
Yes, that's my understanding. So that's why I feel like that's more likely. But this Pedro Grifol thing was a disaster. Now, who hired him? Was it Rick that hired him? And how did he hire him? How did you settle on him? He was going to do what they told him to do. Is that the idea? I don't know. But this has not worked, period, end of story. And if you look at how bad that team was when he was an assistant coach on it, how awful is his record with the teams he's been with, the two that he's managed and the team he was on a bench coach for?
Historically bad.
It's unbelievable how bad this has been.
Anybody got a connection to David Ross?
Does a good manager want to get paid if he has options, or does he want to win, or does he want to build? I think it's difficult. David Ross would be great. Add him to the list. Why not?
Okay, that's five.
That's fine. I'd add him to the list. Yep. But, they've got to get an improved manager over there, and be great if it was Terry Francona. I'm all for it.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.